Hello. Today we'll be talking about the history of home monitoring technology. It may sound odd to talk about the history of what seems to be a brand new technology, but actually, home monitoring can trace its origin back several decades.
That's right. As early as the 1970s, implantable pacemakers pioneered one of the first types of what today we would call telemedicine. Back then, it wasn't called telemedicine. The pacemaker remote monitoring system was first known as trans-telephonic monitoring, or TTM. TTM is still in use today.
Remind me a bit of how TTM works.
TTM is fairly simple to understand. The patient had a small, home-based receiver unit. The patient holds a magnetized wand over the implanted device, and information stored in the pacemaker is transferred to the home-based unit and then sent by normal telephone line to a receiver unit at the doctor's office. In the early 1970s, TTM was mainly used to monitor the pacemaker itself, especially the leads and the battery. At that time, pacemaker longevity was much harder to predict because battery technology wasn't as advanced as it is today. The original concept of TTM was to offer a way to conveniently check on pacemaker integrity. By the early 1980s, TTM had expanded into being a way to check on diagnostic data stored in the device. By this time, TTM could be used to check on how the patient and pacemaker were interacting. Was the pacemaker able to capture or pace the heart? Was the patient experiencing any remarkable arrhythmias? Doctors could now get this information through TTM.
It seems to me that TTM was not revolutionary in terms of inventing new technologies, but rather that TTM used existing technologies in a new way. Physicians could now think about follow-up in a different way.
You are so right. The old model was to check a patient two or three times a year. People used to assume that these few checkups a year were adequate.
It is adequate for most patients, except when there's a problem. Should a problem ever occur, it can be weeks or even months before the doctor is even aware of it. Sometimes the problem can become so severe that the patient develops symptoms and comes to the clinic with a complaint. Thus, TTM solved a real problem in terms of pacemaker follow-up. Doctors could see how well the pacemaker and patient were doing at more frequent intervals. Many patients like the convenience of getting more frequent checkups without having to go to the doctor's office as often.
The idea of getting crucial information about pacemaker-patient interaction earlier rather than later was revolutionary. Back in the 1980s, most medical specialties had no technology for remote patient monitoring. Pacemakers were truly the pioneers in remote monitoring, and physicians of all specialties could foresee the promise of telemedicine.
So, what happened to TTM? It seems sort of old-fashioned to us today compared to remote patient monitoring systems.
Well, there were drawbacks to the first versions of TTM. Cardiac rhythm management devices became more and more sophisticated, but TTM did not advance as rapidly. Soon, pacemakers offered very advanced functionality, but TTM could give doctors only rather limited access to very basic functions of the device. Another problem with TTM, from the outset, was the issue of patient compliance. TTM depends on patient involvement. The patient has to initiate the contact. Furthermore, the patient has to learn how to use a strange-looking piece of technical equipment. While TTM isn't hard to use, many patients had trouble crossing the technology threshold. TTM transmissions are simple, but typically are performed over a phone line without any verbal prompts. Some people found that challenging.
Well, I would think it was odd to be on a phone call with no one at the other end.
The new automatic technology solves that problem. But with old-fashioned TTM, some long-time pacemaker patients sometimes got tired of doing regular TTM and would eventually just forget about it. So, while TTM did not progress as rapidly as the rest of the devices in the world, it did open the door for telemedicine.
Back in those early days, physicians could see the potential of telemedicine as well as the drawbacks in the old way of doing things using the TTM system. Today, home monitoring technology has made remarkable advances. Nowadays, physicians can receive complete reports about a patient's device, including ICDs and CRT systems, in the form of Biotronic's cardio report. Our data transmissions are now completely automatic. Patients no longer need to initiate anything, or remember a schedule, or drag some equipment out of the closet. Data today is routinely transmitted while the patient is asleep.
Let's talk for a minute about Biotronic's role in the history of remote patient monitoring.
Biotronic has been a pioneer in today's remote monitoring. After many years of intensive research, Biotronic introduced the concept of home monitoring to the public in 1999 at the World Congress of Cardiology. From that day to this, Biotronic has always been the leader in home monitoring.
So how does home monitoring differ from TTM?
Although the roots of home monitoring trace back to the early days of trans-telephonic monitoring, home monitoring offers crucial distinctions. First, it is automatic. This is not a clumsy system that relies on the patient who must learn how to use the system. TTM is not complicated, but many patients are intimidated by the strange new technology. Second, home monitoring offers to clinicians the opportunity to learn about specific remarkable events when they first occur. In other words, the system allows doctors to monitor patients constantly rather than when the patient initiates a transmission. Third, home monitoring offers mobile remote data transmission. The patient is not tethered to a home-based transmitter. Patients today can even travel without losing the benefits of home monitoring.
Here's a trivia question for you. Do we know the date of the first home monitoring system use?
Of course. The first pacemaker with home monitoring was implanted in December 2000 in Leipzig, Germany. This is an important milestone in the history of telemedicine. 1 year later, Biotronic implanted the first ever ICD with home monitoring. Expanding home monitoring technology to ICDs was a very important advancement. The early TTM systems only worked for pacemakers, not defibrillators.
What device was that?
The first ICD with home monitoring was the Belos VRT device. It was equipped with a transmitter that automatically sent diagnostic data to the physician using a home monitoring system. That first implant of an ICD with home monitoring occurred in Belgium. 5 months later, the first U.S. patient received a Belos VRT ICD with home monitoring technology.
So the technology we know today as home monitoring was first available in 2000?
Not quite. Home monitoring back then was not exactly the same as it is today.
So home monitoring has progressed, that is, improved since 2000?
Yes. Biotronic has consistently worked to upgrade home monitoring. Although trans-telephonic monitoring was around for decades, it's only in recent years that significant improvements have occurred, thanks to Biotronic.
What are some differences between those first home monitoring systems in 2000 and home monitoring today?
In those first home monitoring systems, information from the implanted device had to be forwarded to the physician by fax. This information was obtained automatically, but the doctor could only get it by fax. The drawback was that the physician had to have access to his or her own fax machine to get the transmission. It was the most advanced system in the world, but there were still areas where Biotronic engineers saw a need for further refinement.
How did they meet that challenge to go beyond the fax machine?
They added the internet. In May 2003, Biotronic Home Monitoring Service was offered via the internet as well as by fax. This made Biotronic the first completely automatic, mobile, web-based remote patient monitoring system on Earth. That was a significant milestone for the company. What is perhaps more remarkable is that even today, in 2008, that milestone has not been reached by competitive companies. Biotronic remains the only cardiac rhythm management device company with completely mobile, automatic, internet-based remote patient monitoring.
Why is this improvement such a major milestone? Lots of technologies use the internet today.
Well, you have to remember that this was new for patient monitoring. The advantages of this new technology and new approach to remote patient monitoring were soon being discussed by the key opinion leaders in device-based arrhythmia treatment. Patients could now be mobile. They could travel and still be in touch with home monitoring. Patients no longer had to initiate data transmission. They could live normal lives and still get the benefits of home monitoring. The physician can retrieve home monitoring information from any place where he or she has an internet connection. This lets the clinicians be mobile as well.
Were there concerns about moving to an internet-based system? Back then, many people were unsure about using web-based systems.
Biotronic uses secure internet transmission, so concerns about privacy and reliability were addressed. The proof is in the numbers. In May 2003, when internet service was first available, there were already 1,500 patients with a Biotronic pacemaker, or ICD, offering home monitoring. The internet rapidly gained acceptance with our patients.
Besides internet-based monitoring, Biotronic also pioneered the use of cell phones for remote patient monitoring, didn't it?
Yes. It's another milestone in the history of home monitoring for device patients.
Mobile phones are so popular, this seems like a natural upgrade. Doesn't everyone offer this?
No. As of right now, Biotronic alone offers the use of cell phone technology with home monitoring.
But we've had it for quite a long while, haven't we?
A few years, yes. Biotronic made this technological breakthrough in home monitoring technology in 2005. Since the year 2005, the Biotronic Service Center can forward device data to the physician via short messaging service, or SMS. The use of both the internet and cell phones has really increased flexibility and mobility for both patients and clinicians.
Give me an example.
Fine. Let's take a patient with home monitoring. Her device regularly transmits data to the Biotronic Service Center. The patient is mobile. She likely does not ever think about home monitoring because it happens automatically. She simply goes about her daily life. But one day, let's suppose that a remarkable event occurred that would make the doctor suspect some kind of problem or device malfunction. Whenever something noteworthy is reported to the home monitoring center, the physician can be notified by SMS. Her device reports a problem. The doctor receives a short message. It happens in minutes. The doctor can then go online and access more complete information. Let's say the doctor is concerned that the problem may be significant. The doctor's office contacts the patient, and she's advised to come in for a checkup.
How fast can this happen?
That depends on a lot of factors, but the device reports the remarkable event immediately. The service center processes the information and lets the physician know within minutes. If the patient can come in to the clinic the next day for a follow-up, the problem may be addressed in less than 24 hours. Of course, different conditions may make this time period a bit longer, but it is still, by far, the most rapid method of monitoring for device patients.
That's for sure. For a patient without home monitoring, that problem might be noticed by the device, but it could be weeks or even months before the patient came in for follow-up and the doctor downloaded diagnostic reports.
It's an amazing advancement. But even here, Biotronic engineers saw room for improvement.
What concerned them?
Well, at first, SMS technology had some limitations. The volume of data that could be transmitted by SMS was relatively small. What would happen is that the physician got an abbreviated report and notification by SMS, but he had to go online to get most of the information.
How was that improved?
This is a great example of Biotronic working to refine and enhance an already groundbreaking technology. This may seem like a relatively small improvement, but it greatly facilitates the care of patients. What the engineers did was create a way for more data volume to arrive to the physician via SMS. That improvement rolled out in 2006. Biotronic can now send out more detailed SMS messages to physicians. Of course, the complete information is available online.
You know, one thing I've always wondered about was all the different competing signals in the air. With so many cell phones and wireless devices in use, aren't the airwaves overcrowded? Couldn't a transmission get dropped, like a cell phone call?
That's a very good question. Back in the 1990s, it was decided that medical devices would use a special frequency. It's called the ULPAMI band. That stands for Ultra-Low Power Active Medical Implants Band. It's a special frequency range that is reserved exclusively for implantable technologies like pacemakers and defibrillators. This frequency band protects data transmissions from interference.
That's impressive. We've talked a lot about technology, and it's clear that Biotronic has far outpaced the competition in this area. But can you share some examples of how home monitoring works clinically? I mean, how is the technology actually used?
Right now, home monitoring can monitor a number of remarkable conditions. For instance, let's say a patient is susceptible to atrial fibrillation. Home monitoring can be set up so that if the patient ever does experience an episode of atrial fibrillation, the physician is notified. Since home monitoring monitors daily, automatically, while the patient is sleeping, the doctor will know about this episode within 24 hours. The physician can then decide how to handle the event. Other things that home monitoring can look for are ventricular tachycardia, inadequate pacing stimuli, or worsening heart failure. With the old method of seeing patients two or three times a year in the clinic, the physician might find out about such conditions only many weeks or months after they'd occurred. With home monitoring, the physician may find out about a change in the patient's condition before the patient is even aware that anything is going on.
How can that be? Why wouldn't the patient realize there was a problem?
Many changes in cardiac condition, or even device function, do not immediately cause symptoms. It's well known, for instance, that many patients with atrial fibrillation or certain other rhythm disorders do not necessarily have symptoms. It's not unusual for a subset of patients to be asymptomatic, particularly in the early stages of a rhythm disorder or cardiac problem. Sometimes, the patient may have very mild symptoms or symptoms he does not attribute to the heart. There are cases on record at Biotronic where the physician was able to use home monitoring to alert the patient about a problem before the patient experienced any distress or discomfort.
That's amazing! Can home monitoring monitor the device hardware as well?
Yes, absolutely. For instance, home monitoring can be set up so that the physician is notified immediately if the impedance value of the lead goes out of specification. This has been very useful for patients who might have leads currently under advisory. The physician can remotely and automatically monitor the lead's performance. If something suspicious is reported, the physician can call the patient to come in for an appointment. We have case studies about how this feature was used in such patients. Since lead advisories can be extremely difficult for patients and physicians, this is an important aspect of home monitoring nowadays.
They weren't Biotronic leads if they were under advisory.
Biotronic has an exemplary record of product performance, that's true. But home monitoring can monitor leads from any manufacturer.
Biotronic is also credited with a unique product called Cardio Messenger. What's that?
It's another Biotronic innovation. In many home monitoring systems, the patient has a transmitter that is kept on the nightstand in the bedroom. Every evening, the transmitter automatically downloads information from the implanted device. It happens while the patient is asleep. The Cardio Messenger is a new device offered by Biotronic. It's a small, portable electronic device about the size and shape of an ordinary mobile phone. The patient is asked to carry it with him or her. It fits easily in a pocket or purse. Since most people carry mobile phones with them today, they don't find this particularly burdensome.
How does Cardio Messenger work?
Anytime the implanted device has something to report, the Cardio Messenger is there to receive the message. The Cardio Messenger reports the problem to the Biotronic Service Center, which notifies the physician. It all happens automatically. It's quite typical that the patient will first learn about the problem when he gets a phone call from the clinic, asking him to come in for a checkup.
Regular home monitoring is already very fast. A physician can learn about a problem within a day. Is Cardio Messenger really that important?
The regular home monitoring system works well as long as the patient stays home and sleeps in his own bed every night. Cardiac information is relayed to the service center once a day. But what about patients who like to travel? Many device patients are quite fit and lead active lives. They travel, some for business and many for pleasure. CardioMessenger gives these patients freedom and security. It's also faster, which is not necessarily an advantage for every case, but may be important for certain patients.
How do competitive systems compare?
If you mean CardioMessenger, that's easy. No competitive company offers anything like it.
That's amazing. But surely other manufacturers offer remote patient monitoring systems. I see these things promoted.
It is true that the major manufacturers all offer some form of remote patient monitoring today. However, Biotronic remains the pioneer in this field. Our first mover advantage has given us a considerable head start over the competition. Many of our competitors are marketing new remote monitoring benefits to their customers that are, in effect, things that Biotronic patients and doctors have enjoyed for years.
So when a company advertises a new patient monitoring system,
it may be new to them, but Biotronic customers have benefited from these features for years. We remain the only mobile system in the world for remote monitoring.
How have key opinion leaders and medical specialty societies responded to home monitoring?
The two leading specialty societies in our field, the Heart Rhythm Society of North America and the European Heart Rhythm Association, have both recently recommended that cardiac rhythm management device manufacturers should develop and utilize wireless and remote monitoring technologies to identify abnormal device behavior as early as possible.
Is this for the sake of patient safety?
Certainly that is part of it. But they're also concerned that device malfunctions may be underreported. Under the old model of in-clinic visits, with maybe an occasional TTM transmission, devices were only evaluated a few times a year. Even with many current remote monitoring systems from competitors, device evaluations occur on a timetable, not when an event occurs. For that reason, medical specialty societies suspect that many device malfunctions never get reported. Device monitoring is just too infrequent. They believe that both the device industry and the medical community will benefit from more frequent monitoring of devices.
What if remote monitoring means that more device malfunctions end up getting reported?
That remains to be seen. But if device malfunctions are underreported, at least we will know what problems must be addressed. No matter how things turn out, it means that patients and physicians can get more realistic information about devices. That will help in making decisions about optimal device therapy.
We've talked about technology and clinical benefits. What exactly can home monitoring do for physicians? Healthcare systems around the world are struggling to manage more patients with more complicated devices without compromising care.
That's where home monitoring can help. It may reduce the number of times a patient needs to come in to see the doctor. However, home monitoring constantly checks on the patient, so the doctor actually has more information even with fewer visits to the clinic.
But if the physician gets constant updates, isn't that going to result in information overload?
No, quite the opposite. The patient's device may be checked every day, but the doctor does not necessarily see reports for every patient for every day. If nothing remarkable occurs, the doctor does not get a special notification. Thus, the doctor only gets information that he or she has requested or truly unusual reports that bear closer scrutiny. However, if the doctor would like to review patient data, they're always available online whenever the doctor cares to access them. Thus, the doctor gets early notification of important changes and can download trend or cumulative information when he or she wants it.
Is this where CardioReport comes in? How do CardioReports fit into the picture?
It's a new feature in home monitoring. Every day, the device sends the Biotronic Service Center a detailed download of key events in the form of a cardio report. The physician does not automatically receive these. They're stored online. With early detection, the physician is notified immediately about any events that are of concern. The physician can then go online and review the appropriate cardio reports. Bottom line is that physicians get the information they need when they need it.
Do physicians really want to reduce the number of patients coming for in-clinic visits?
Physicians all over the world are being challenged to do more with less. It's no secret that reimbursement issues are becoming quite significant for many cardiologists and device specialists. On top of that, there are more and more device patients every year. Patients are living longer. Devices are adding more functionality. Our understanding of heart disease changes constantly. Add to that the increased burden of managing products under surveillance or advisory, and you can see the overwhelming challenges that clinicians in the world of heart rhythm devices have to manage. Home monitoring is a great solution to this growing problem. Not everyone thinks of home monitoring in those terms, but better resource management is an important benefit of all telemedicine.
Many pacemaker patients say they actually look forward to their checkups. Are patients fearful that they will lose contact with their doctors if they rely on home monitoring?
It is true that many pacemaker and ICD patients develop a close relationship with their device specialist. Some patients may express concern that home monitoring will put them out of touch with their doctor. That concern usually subsides quickly. Home monitoring actually encourages better communication. The average home monitoring patient probably sees their doctor less frequently than a conventional patient, but communicates with the physician more often by phone.
Do patients appreciate the extra safety that home monitoring gives them?
When physicians and their staff explain home monitoring to patients, they come to appreciate it. Many home monitoring patients appreciate that they're getting more frequent checkups. As a result, they become confident about their health and know that any serious change in their condition will be addressed quickly.
We're running out of time. Maybe you could help us summarize some of the other benefits to home monitoring.
Sure. Home monitoring is not just technology. It's a change in clinical practice. Home monitoring likely has great potential for clinical trials and studies. It could help with patients hospitalized for various treatments. It's proven to work well for products under advisory. Perhaps one day, it could help provide information to help better monitor and titrate drugs. We probably do not know today all that home monitoring will do for us in the future.
How many patients actually have home monitoring?
Since 2001, over 200,000 patients all over the world are or have been managed using Biotronic home monitoring. This includes patients with pacemakers, ICDs, and CRT devices.
How does home monitoring work for ICD patients or CRT patients?
The technology is essentially the same. However, these devices offer different functions, so home monitoring offers different monitoring capabilities. For defibrillator patients, for example, home monitoring can report about therapy delivery, aborted therapies, and therapies withheld because the device determining the rhythm was not a true ventricular tachycardia. By the same token, CRT systems offer reports on the percentage paced and status of all three leads of the system. These are important pieces of information for CRT patients.
What's the future of home monitoring?
Biotronic remains committed to engineering excellence and wants to retain its status as the world leader in home monitoring. As such, we're continuing to develop and expand what home monitoring can do for patients and their physicians. We fully expect that the number of patients benefiting from home monitoring is going to increase sharply in the coming years.
Home monitoring will certainly continue to demonstrate clinical utility. More will likely appear in the literature about how this technology found specific application in practice. Home monitoring continues to gain in patient and clinical acceptance. Even physicians who do not regularly use Biotronic devices are starting to realize what remote patient monitoring can do both for their practice and for their patients.
That's actually a very good thing, because the more physicians know and want from remote patient monitoring systems, the more they will turn to Biotronic. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and good day.
More information on home monitoring is available on BioLink for the U.S. and on the CRM Business Portal. Thank you, and goodbye.